Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
American J.J. Spawn won the U.S. Open. We will pick this up on NBC after he drained that 64-footer.
In one of the most unlikely final round Sundays in U.S. Open history, J.J. Spawn closes the deal with a birdie at the last.
And a very lengthy putt. Here was Spawn. Started lousy, but he did figure it out. I believe he had like 4 bogeys in his first 5 holes to start the day. But the back nine after the weather delay really seemed to help him.
I was trying to just dig deep, hit some good shots coming in. The weather delay we had was very, kind of just changed the whole vibe for the day. I kind of leaned on that whole experience where I came back after the delay at the Players and I just, you know, kept pushing, and I did that today and bounced back and fought really
hard. That's where he lost to Rory, right?
Yes. In the playoff. Yeah. And by the way, you know, yesterday, this golf course was playing at a par 70, only 2 par 5s. So, you know, he shot 2 over yesterday and won. You know, that was a real testament. That was a real great back nine that he played. And he's right. He did reset because he birdied 12 and then went on to birdie 3 more holes after that.
Well, and then finished birdie too. And you had guys like Sam Burns and Adam Scott after the weather delay where the wheels came completely off. And that water ruling definitely screwed Sam Burns, and he should have been able to get a free drop. However, you know, he was double bogeying his ass off on other holes, too. So that wasn't necessarily an excuse. But, I mean, it's the mental test, I think, more than anything, as you saw all these guys start losing their mind. You know, Sam Burns losing his mind, Adam Scott going in a hole,
Tyrell Hatton
losing it, and Spawn just the entire time, just steady, and that's what really won him this thing.
I mean, his front nine was terrible. I think he shot 40.
Right.
40 on the front and 32 on the back for a 72, 2 over par.
Yep.
Round in the final round of the, but really where he won this golf tournament, the second nine yesterday, but he shot a 66 on day one.
Yeah, that's right. I remember, and that was the talk of it on Friday morning. So he's got to be on this Ryder Cup team, you would imagine, at this point, right?
I would think so.
I mean, he finished second in the Players. He won the U.S. Open. He's got to have worked his way onto that team.
You would think he would have, but, you know, you never know.
No, I think it's by points. I think he's, I mean, he would have to.
But they also have captain's picks.
Yeah, I know, but I think that if you earn it, you earn it. But it'll be interesting anyway. He'd be a guy that I would want on that team, though, with the balls that he had yesterday after that delay, the way that he started and came back. I mean, that was impressive.
And here was Hatton as he is talking to the media with Spawn making the putt.
Nice, hold it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable. What a putt to win. That's incredible.
By the way, he's become my favorite golfer now.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
This guy is a spark plug.
Yeah, he's fun. He's fun to watch.
Yes, he is. Is he the one that was on Friday or Saturday? He's like, F this course, just F this place.
Oh, yeah.
It was Hatton, right?
It had to have been. I didn't see that one in particular, but he said the funniest stuff when he's mic'd up and he hits a bad shot. It's incredible.
And he also, I think, is the one that threw the microphone on Friday.
Yeah, I think it was
Saturday.
Loud. I think it was
oh, that
loud.
Was Shane Lowry?
Yeah, okay. I think that was Lowry.
They're just like all of us when they play a tough golf course. By the way, you could put your handicap in for Oakmont in your gin, mm-hmm. in your gin app.
Yeah, yeah.
And see what your handicap would be. I think it was on Thursday, they had the ability to show you your handicap from where they were playing from.
Oh, okay.
But they do have championship tees, which would also be the back tees there. My handicap would go up from like 9 all the way up to 21.
Oh, wow. I believe it.
And that's from the championship tees. Right. That's not from the tees.
Play
that
it the way they play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, something going on with Rory. It's weird. He is losing his mind. And it's something to keep an eye on, because if he's still acting like this come Bethpage Black of the Ryder Cup, he is going to punch a fan in the face.
A fan, well, and the media, too.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that he said, by the way, this guy just completed the career Grand Slam. He won the Masters. He came back, said he doesn't have any motivation. And then he basically said that he didn't care about making the cut or not. And then when asked about what do you expect to do tomorrow when he made the cut on Friday, he goes, I just want to play a 4.5-hour round and get the hell out of here. Like, what?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this guy?
There is something wrong with him. And now the next thing is Royal Portrush, one of my favorite golf courses in the entire world, where the Open Championship will be, and that's his backyard.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see if he gets dialed in for that.
Tonight in Oklahoma City, Game 5 NBA Finals with the Thunder and Pacers. That series, it's amazing. This is still going on.
Yeah.
Tied 2 games apiece. You had Tyler Hero on the Aiden Ross Show. Did you see any of this?
I did. I saw all of it, actually.
Okay, so here is where they're doing this live Twitch stream, whatever the hell it is. It's him and these two guys. Aiden Ross is one of them, obviously. And they're talking basketball. They're talking all sorts of things. They're responding to viewer comments as well. And they have the AI that tells them about a tip they get, and then the next question.
Rez Daddy tipped $1. Hey, Tyler, do you think a prime Wilt would be top 5 in today's league?
I don't even know what Wilt looked like, played like.
Do you think he dropped 100?
Yeah. Do you think history is like a real thing?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, but I don't think he dropped 100.
Are you serious?
You don't?
No, I'm dead ass.
Doesn't believe in history. Here he kind of went on.
You don't believe in shit that happened like 200 years ago?
About the moon landing?
Hell no.
Wait, really?
What about the moon landing?
No, I don't believe in that.
Oh.
I don't believe anything that happened before 1950.
Yeah, way to get your dates right there. I mean, my God. And by the way, he's also a very religious guy, so doesn't believe in history, but believes.
But he believes in
okay.
The Bible.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
You don't believe something happened like 200.
Here you go.
You don't believe something happened like 200 years ago.
Yeah, like how do we know? Like how do we know when did he come to America or the land or whatever?
True.
They said 1492.
But there's no way of really knowing if it was him.
Right, and then they said it could be some guy named Bob instead. And then there was a commenter that said he never read anything.
Tyler never read a book.
Don't talk to my mans like that, bitch.
They said they documented it. See, y'all believe
okay,
that
like
I don't believe
video?
That
Yeah.
Dead. I never read that shit in
school. Yo. Oh, wow.
So stupid. Dumbest collection of people in one place.
Yeah, I agree.
In the history of the world.
The Knicks planning to interview Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins this week for the.
Oh, so now we're getting to Mike Brown, finally.
You are getting to Mike Brown.
Finally.
He was fired by Sacramento, I believe, early in the season. So he's available. And Taylor Jenkins was let go when they were 45 and 20 something. And I don't
there
know.
There had to be something
John
going
Morant
on.
Or
yeah, John Morant.
Don't know.
Maybe they can get along or something.
Potentially. The Grizzlies trading Desmond Bane to the Magic for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, 4 unprotected first round picks. I don't understand. And one first round swap as well.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.